from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
It's long overdue.
I think it's a great first step.
Yeah, first step on a long road. Tonight, as San Francisco inches closer to reopening schools, plenty of parents are left asking, what about us?
I'm John Ramos in Marin County, where there's an all-out effort to get the schools reopened with today's vaccination super pod. We'll have that story coming up.
Plus, this sprawling site could soon be home to hundreds, but tonight the state says that's a terrible idea.
The likelihood that a fire is going to occur there is extremely high, and it really is a matter of when.
And San Francisco firefighters go to great lengths to save a dog in distress. Good evening. I'm Brian Hackney.
I'm Juliette Goodrich. We start in San Francisco, where students and teachers will start heading back to the classroom next month after the district struck a deal with its union.
A dozen schools are slated to reopen on April 12th as part of the so-called first wave. It'll be more of a ripple, really, with just 350 students returning at first, about one half of 1% of the district's total enrollment. But more could quickly follow.
But KPIX 5's Wilson Walker reports for most parents, it is still a waiting game.
The plan would open about two dozen preschools, elementary schools, and special education programs. The deal with the teachers union, however, does not cover middle and high schools.
Through a lot of hard work, what we have achieved is a way to bring students back with the teachers and the classmates they've had all year, albeit virtually.
Schools will reopen in phases based on when they are ready, and about half of the district's 64 elementary schools are now slated to reopen by the end of April.
You know, we were very excited to see the announcement last night. I think it's a great first step.
Yeah, essentially, our position is this is a good first step. It's long overdue.
We spoke with leaders from two of the parents' groups that have been pushing for reopening classrooms.
We did a quick poll among our members this morning. Parents of middle schoolers and high schoolers are still, you know, their position is there's nothing for us here yet.
So those will also require that we negotiate with the school district. We're prepared to do that. The school district has been doing everything they can, as far as I can tell, to get school buildings ready.
So while uncertainty remains for most of the district's families, there is now a date on the calendar for some of them.
It kind of solidifies what we've known all along, which is that we can safely reopen schools.
We can't stop and celebrate now. We have to keep getting there to make sure that all the kids can go back to school safely.
The plan needs to be voted on by the school board next week. Also next week, parents groups say they will continue their push for more reopenings with events timed to mark the one-year closure of schools in San Francisco. Wilson Walker, KPIX 5.
Another district that just reached a tentative deal with its teachers, Santa Rosa City Schools. It's aiming to phase in a hybrid schedule starting April 1st for grades K through 6. Grades 7 through 12 would follow starting on April 26th. West Contra Costa Unified just announced it's eyeing the same target date, but the district is just reopening negotiations with its unions.
Well, Marin County has set an ambitious goal for its schools, full immunity for its educational community by the middle of next month. KPIX 5's John Ramos was there today as they took a big step toward accomplishing that feat.
Marin County has led the Bay Area when it comes to reopening its schools, and today it may have set an example for the state with what it's calling a vaccination superpod. With lights hanging from the rafters, the Marin Civic Center looked more like prom than a vaccination clinic, but it is one of four so-called superpods that the county is holding to inoculate all school workers by the end of spring break.
So by April 10th, they'll all have full immunity, and that'll allow our schools to reopen more confidently, knowing that all the staff who wish to be vaccinated are fully vaccinated and immune by that point.
This one event, the county's largest to date, was intended to vaccinate 2,200 school workers, about a quarter of the county's educational workforce.
What are you feeling right now?
Just very relieved to finally get this shot.
Stephanie Wagner, a second grade teacher living in Novato, got her shot this afternoon, and the only reaction she got from it was an emotional one.
next week will be a year that since we've been out. And it's been extremely hard teaching that way online. And I want to see my kids in person. So it means that I'm closer to letting that be happening for me and my students.
With 90% of Marin schools reopened to younger students and special ed classes, the county's school superintendent now wants to add middle and high school students to those getting at least part-time campus instruction.
We have dedicated every single day to that effort, and I think the result is what we see today.
The year has been hard on everyone, especially healthcare workers who've had to see the tragedy up close every day. So ER physician Dr. Jason Rubin says volunteering to vaccinate teachers like Stephanie hasn't felt like work at all.
There's a real light at the end of the tunnel, and I know, you know, we still have a long way to go, but this is the beginning to, you know, ending this, you know, really tragic pandemic.
In Marin County, John Ramos, KPIX 5.
California has administered more than 10.2 million vaccine doses so far. Among the newest recipients, San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott, who got his first shot today. And to find out where and when you can get vaccinated in your county, head to KPIX.com. Here's a link to our vaccine resource guide at the top of the page.
Well, other news, good news for art lovers in San Francisco. SF MoMA will be back open to visitors tomorrow. Actually, the museum reopened today for members only. Guests are required to wear masks, and the museum is currently operating at 25% capacity. In addition to new exhibits depicting the pandemic, it'll also feature installations that explore the history of racism.
If you look at some of the panels, they're really individual prayers to things like the health of our community, equality in our community, understanding that voices matter.
We all had glimpses into the world that we've been living in, and we have an artist that kind of like put it together.
Museum is open Friday through Monday from 10 to 5 and Thursdays from 1 to 8. And if you're going to go, you will need a reservation. Reopening plans are really starting to pile up, and our KPIX 5 news app can help keep track of how things are going where you live. You can also sign up for breaking news alerts.
Well, tonight, the San Francisco Bay Ferry is working on a plan to bounce back from the pandemic by encouraging more people to hop on board. The agency that operates the ferry service has proposed lowering fares and adding more off-peak trips starting in July. It could also add a new route from Alameda to Oakland in August. A vote on the proposals could happen as early as April 1st.
There's new video tonight of a successful cliff rescue in San Francisco. A Labrador puppy bolted away from its owner and discovered gravity over the edge of Fort Funston yesterday. Firefighters set up ropes. They rappelled down to reach the dog. They were able to pluck the puppy from the cliff unharmed, a lucky puppy, and reunite it with its owner. The dog now is in the doghouse. California's now got a couple of new high-tech tools in its firefighting arsenal, two of the most advanced civilian aircraft in the world. They can see in the dark, through flames, even through smoke. And there's more.
The technology is so good, they can look down and tell you what color shoes and if your shoes are tied.
Hard to believe. Orange County Fire Authority Brian Fennessy is overseeing the program. It's called the Intel 24. When a fire breaks out, the plane's infrared cameras map the perimeter, and while a network on the ground tracks weather conditions, it can predict where the flames are headed. All that information is then communicated to frontline crews.
The big difference is we're responding immediately. This is as it's happening. We're in the air and we're communicating to decision makers from Sacramento all the way down to that firefighter that's at the back of his, you know, Suburban making decisions on the incident in front of them.
The planes just went through a $4.5 million trial and got the seal of approval. One will now remain in Los Alamitos and the other will be in Sacramento.
A 12-year-old girl was rescued in Vallejo this week, and a human trafficking suspect was arrested. Officers responded to Fairgrounds Drive near Val Vista Avenue on Wednesday after someone reported that a girl was being forced into trafficking. The suspect is 19-year-old Fidel Rodriguez Navarrete. He was booked into the Solano County Jail. The girl is receiving medical treatment and was placed into the care of social workers.
Tonight marks the end of an incredible journey, a 41-year-old walking across the Golden Gate Bridge this morning.
Yeah, that's right. The final leg of his cross-country trek. Keith Dubman. He started the trek in Delaware last May. He was walking with only a backpack. He documented his journey on TikTok for thousands of followers, raising $50,000 for cancer research along the way. And today he finally crossed the finish line.
Good morning, TikTok family, and welcome to day 292 on my hike across the U.S. to raise money for cancer research. It is absolutely a beautiful day to be able to cross this bridge, and I am actually excited for the finish, and what a day to end on.
Lots of energy there. He shared his highs and lows from the journey, like encountering a venomous snake on day 12 in Maryland, even walking through snow, slush, and ice. What a feat. Congratulations, Keith. Speaking of feet, put them up for a while.